All that region, every person living in Jerusalem, they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, baptized while they confessed their sins. John was clothed in camel hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey.
John proclaimed, he said, "He is coming, the one who is stronger than I. He is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down to untie the thongs of his sandals. I baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with holy breath."
It happened in those days. Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John.
He is coming up out of the water and bang, he sees the heavens being torn apart and the breath like a pigeon coming down into him. A voice comes out of the heavens. You are my son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased.
The betrayal of our own bodies, car crashes that rob us of family, hearts that stop beating, blown out blood vessels, children that are miscarried, drownings on a perfect summer day. The unloving dark swallows us all. Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani.
He came to the shore of the sea in the region of the Gerasenes, and as he came out of the boat, bang! There met him out of the tombs a man in an unclean breath.
A man who
Jesus replied to him, "What is your name?"
Jesus said to him, Legion is his name, because we are many. He begged many times that he not send him out to sea. But there on the hillside is a great herd of pigs. And they begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs. Send us to the pigs.
We go into them." And he gave them permission. When the unclean breasts went into the pigs, the herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea. 2,000 of them there were, and they were drowned in the sea.
Jesus takes Peter and James and John, brings them into a high mountain all alone.
He was changed in form before them, and his clothes became gleaming white, while white like no bleach on earth could make them.
There appeared to them Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter answers, he says to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is a good thing we're here. Let's make 3 tents, for you one, for Moses one, and for Elijah one."
He didn't really know what he was saying. They were, after all, terrified.
A cloud appeared, a cloud that overshadowed them. A voice spoke out of the cloud, "This is my son, the beloved. Hear him."
Oh,
were shipped, their family bonds snipped, pure white cotton fields await them. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
In 2 days it would be Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
And the high priests and the scribes
were looking for a way to arrest and then kill Jesus.
For they were saying,
not during the feast,
lest there be an uprising among the people.
And when he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he was sitting down to eat, a woman came, a woman carrying an alabaster jar of perfume. It was nard, pure, very costly. She broke the alabaster and she anointed his head.
There were some grumbling to each other.
Why waste good perfume?
It could have been sold for more than 300 denarii.
A year's wages.
The money could have been given to the poor.
They were spitting at her in anger.
Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why cause her trouble? She has performed a good service for me. Always the poor you will have with you. Whenever you wish you could have done good for them. Me, you will not always have. What she could do, she did. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever the good news is proclaimed into all of the beautiful world, what she did will be spoken as a memorial to her."
And Judas Iscariot, he, one of the 12, went off to the high priest in order to hand Jesus over to them. Those who heard were very glad and offered to give him some money. He began to look for a way to hand Jesus over at just the right time. A woman wastes a year's income on such an extravagance. If she anoints a Messiah, it is only for him to be put to death. If enemies besiege the holy city,
if a mother must watch her children die of hunger, if starving she devours the child of her tender care, if the defenders of Jerusalem are slaughtered in the temple, if the temple is thrown down, not a stone left on stone,
if the Messiah must scream out, abandoned, if the Messiah must die, abandoned by both mercy and justice, if the Messiah must learn the lesson that we all learned too soon.
Too often.
And too well.
20 centuries after Christ was pinned to a tree, we have battlefields of waste, bodies dripping like stalks of wheat at the Saint-Ypres, Verdun, Passchendaele, Flanders, Gallipoli, Loos, Dunkirk, Stalingrad, Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Normandy, Peleliu, Damascus, Beirut, El Alamein, Tarawal, Monte Cassino, Corregidor, Bascon, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Eloi, Eloi, Lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, Lama sabachthani.
When evening came, he comes with the 12.
While Jesus and the 12 disciples were sitting and eating together,
Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. One of you will hand me over, one who is even now eating with me."
The disciples began to be distressed, and one after another they said to Jesus, "Surely you don't mean me."
Jesus said to them, "It is one of you 12 men, one who is eating from this dish with me. The Son of Adam goes, just as it stands written concerning him. But it is going to be terrible for the one who hands over the Son of Adam. That man would be better off if he had never been born."
During the meal, Jesus took some bread in his hands. After he had blessed the bread, he broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
"Take this. It is my body."
Jesus picked up a cup of wine and gave thanks to God. He gave it to his disciples. They all drank some. And then he said,
"This is my blood. My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many people. I tell you the truth. From now on, I will not drink any wine until I drink new wine in God's dominion.
After they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Lovable bodies are pushed into gas chambers. The doors are screwed shut, and tarry smoke smudges the sky. Even today, the sun is blotted out at Auschwitz, Treblinka, Sobibor, Kelno, Belzec, Bergen-Belsen, Sachsenhausen, Mauthausen, Neuengamme, Ravensbrück, Buchenwald, Rosenberg, Dachau, Majdanek, Grossrosen, Natzweiler, Stutthof, Niederhagen, Theresienstadt. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
They came into a place, the name Gethsemane. He says to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray."
He takes with him Peter and James and John. He was in the grip of a shuddering horror. He was in anguish.
He says to them, "My whole life is surrounded by sorrow, all the way up until death. You three, stay here and keep awake."
After going a little way forward, he fell upon the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour should pass from him. He was saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I want, rather what you want."
He comes and finds them sleeping. He says to Peter, "Simon, you are sleeping. Only 1 hour and you can't keep awake? Stay awake, pray, so that you might not come into testing. Your breath is willing, your body is weak."
He went away and prayed, saying the same words.
Again, when he came back, he found them sleeping.
Their eyes were, after all, weighed down. They did not know.
He came to them a third time. He says to them, "Still sleeping, are you? Still resting?"
"Enough of this. Enough of this. The hour has come. Look, the son of Adam is handed over into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let's go. Look, the one who hands me over is almost here."
Bang! While he was still speaking, Judas came up, he, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the high priests and the scribes and the elders.
The one who handed him over had given a signal to them, saying, "The one that I kiss, he's the one. Grab him and take him away safely." Bang! He comes up to Jesus and says, "Rabbi." He kissed him.
They grabbed him and arrested him. One of the bystanders, having drawn his sword, struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear.
Jesus answered. He said to them, "Am I a bandit that you come out with swords and clubs to seize me? Every day I was right by you in the temple while I was teaching, and you didn't arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled."
They abandoned him. They all fled. A young man was following him. A young man had wrapped a burial cloth around his naked body. They grabbed him. He ran away. Leaving the burial cloth behind, he ran away naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest. All the high priests, all the elders, all the scribes, all came together. The high priest and the whole council were examining testimony against Jesus that would condemn him to death.
They weren't finding anything trustworthy.
Many people were witnessing
falsely
against him,
but their testimony did not agree.
Some stood up
and tried to slander him
by saying,
"We ourselves heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made by human hands, and in 3 days I will build another like it, but not made by human hands.'"
Even their testimony did not agree.
The high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus,
"You answer nothing. Why are these people testifying against you?" Jesus was silent. He answered not at all.
The high priest questioned him, says to him, "You are Christ, the Son of the Blessed."
Jesus said, "I am. You will see the son of Adam sitting at the right hand of power, coming with the clouds of heaven."
The high priest tore his robe and says, "Why have we still any need of testimony? You heard his blasphemy. How does this look to you?" All the others have found him guilty and condemned him to death.
Bang! Early in the morning.
After the high priest had consulted
with the elders
and the scribes
and the whole of the council,
having bound Jesus,
they took him away and handed him over to Pilate.
Pilate asked him, "You are the king of the Jews."
Jesus answered him, he says, "You yourself say so."
The high priest accused him of many things. Pilate again asked him, he said, "You're not answering. See how many things they accuse you of."
Jesus no longer answered, not at all. Pilate was amazed.
Every year at the feast, Pilate used to release for them one prisoner, whomever they asked for.
The one called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists.
He, in the insurrection, had committed murder.
The crowd rose up and began to ask Pilate to do what he customarily did.
Pilate answered them, you wish that I release to you the king of the Jews?" He knew that it was because of jealousy that the high priest had handed him over. The high priest stirred up the crowd, and so that he should release Barabbas to them instead. Pilate again was saying to them, "Whatever will I do with the king of the Jews?"
They screamed again,
"Crucify him."
Pilate kept saying to them, "What evil did he do?"
They screamed out of control,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate, because he wished to satisfy the crowd, released to them Barabbas, and after flogging him, handed Jesus over to be crucified.
Gulags and re-education centers and war after war after war after war at Pusan, Incheon, Seoul, Ulsan, Kaesong, Hue, Saigon, My Lai, Cambodia, Kent State, Northern Ireland, Darfur, Somalia, Rwanda, El Salvador, Halabja, Palestine, Columbine, New York, Baghdad, London,
The soldiers led him away into the courtyard,
which is the praetorium.
And they call together the whole cohort.
And they clothe him in a purple robe.
And after they wove a crown of thorns,
they place it around his head.
They began to salute him.
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
They were hitting him on the head with a reed.
They were spitting on him.
They bowed down and worshipped him.
When they had finished mocking him,
they stripped the purple robe off him
and put his own clothes back on him.
They are leading him out to crucify him.
They bring him to the place called Golgotha,
which means skull place.
They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh,
which he did not take.
They are crucifying him and dividing his clothing,
throwing dice to see who would win them.
It was the third hour, and they crucified him.
The inscription of the charge against him was written,
"The King of the Jews!"
And with him they are crucifying two bandits,
one on his right
and one on his left.
Those passing by were blaspheming him, wagging their heads and saying, "Oh, the destroyer of the temple, build it again in 3 days. Save yourself, climb down from the cross." Likewise, even the high priests mocked him to each other, with the scribes saying, "Others he saved, himself he's not able." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him.
When it came to be the sixth hour,
darkness came upon the whole earth until the ninth hour.
And in the ninth hour, Jesus bellowed in a great voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani!"
Some of those standing by,
when they heard him,
were saying,
"Look,
he's calling Elijah."
Someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine,
put it on a reed,
and gave it to him to drink.
He said,
"Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down."
Thank you.
Jesus let loose a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was ripped in two from the top to the bottom. But when the centurion, standing by opposite him, saw that thus he breathed his last, he said, "No doubt, if there was ever a son of God, this guy was it."
There were women at a distance.
Women who were watching.
Among whom were Mary Magdalene.
Mary, the mother of James, the younger, and Joseph.
And Salome. These women,
ever since he was in Galilee,
had followed him and deaconed to him.
There were many other women watching.
All of them had come up with him into Jerusalem.
From the arrival of blankets stitched with smallpox until the massacre at Wounded Knee, whole cultures have cried out to their gods, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?"
It was already evening.
The evening which is the preparation for the Sabbath.
So Joseph came.
Joseph from Arimathea.
A respected member of the council.
He was himself watching expectantly for the dominion of God.
Joseph went boldly to Pilate.
And asked for the body of Jesus.
Pilate was amazed that he should already be dead. So after calling the centurion, he asked if he had been dead a long time. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he presented the corpse to Joseph.
African slave ports dripping with moss, heavy under iron chains and panic. Human beings are lashed to a ship, their family bonds snip. Pure white cotton fields await them. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
Joseph bought a burial cloth, took the corpse down, wrapped it in the burial cloth, and placed it in a tomb which was hewn from the rock. He rolled a stone in front of the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, were watching where the corpse was laid.
20 centuries after Christ was pinned to a tree, we have battlefields of waste, bodies dropping like stalks of wheat. At the Somme, Ypres, Verdun, Passchendaele, Flanders, Gallipoli, Loos, Dunkirk, Stalingrad, Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Normandy, Pele, Lou, Damascus, Beirut, El Alamein, Tarawa, Monte Cassino, Corregidor, Bastion, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him.
Very early on the first day of the week, the sun was just coming up. They come to the tomb. On their way, they were asking one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they see that the stone has already been rolled away. It was a huge stone.
Lovable bodies are pushed into gas chambers. The doors are screwed shut, and tarry smoke smudges the sky. Even today, the sun is blotted out at Auschwitz, Treblinka, Sobibor, Chełmno, Belzec, Bergen-Belsen, Sachsenhausen, Mauthausen, Neuengamme, Ravensbrück, Buchenwald, Flossenberg, Dachau, Majdanek, Gross-Rosen, Natzweiler, Stutthof, Niederhagen, Theresienstadt, Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani, Eloi, Eloi.
The women went into the tomb, and they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. They were alarmed. The man says, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has been raised. He isn't here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
Gulags and re-education centers and war after war after war after war at Busan, Incheon, Seoul, Ulsan, Kaesong, Hue, Saigon, My Lai, Cambodia, Kent State, Northern Ireland, Darfur, Somalia, Rwanda, El Salvador, Halabja, Palestine, Columbine, New York, Baghdad, London, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani.
So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing, not a thing, to anyone, and they were afraid because...
What is one man and his day of suffering on a cross, his few hours of pain, when we have ash ponds at Auschwitz, killing fields choked with bones, and a world saturated with midnight? Where has God been hiding? Our God, why have you forsaken us?